The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Shemot Daf Lamed Bet. Today's Daf is being studied in Rishmat Abraham Ben Esther. Teriyah Ben Allegra Ruach Hashem Terichem Ben Eden Amen. We begin today's Daf on Lamed Aleph Amud Bet. We are starting from the Mishnah Shavuot Ha'Edut Ketzad. What's the case of Shavuot Ha'Edut? Amar Lishnaim the Toveya. The guy that has the claims. He went to two people and said, Bo'u v'ha'iduni, come and testify for me. Shibu'a she'en anu yud'im lecha edut. So they say, we swear we do not know testimony for you.
They're lying.
O she'amru lo, or they tell him, en anu yud'im lecha edut. We don't know testimony. They didn't say we swear, they just said we don't know testimony. Mushba'ani alechem. So the Toveya, the guy that has the claim, says, do you swear? V'amru, amen. And they said, amen. Hare elu hayavim. In that case, they're going to be hayav. That's a classic case. Nashi, o she'amru lo b'lo shibu'a. En anu yud'im lecha edut. V'amar lehem mashbi'ini alechem shiye emet mas she'amartem. V'amru, amen. Hayavim. אבל אם שעת כוח על השבוע, אין כאן קבלת שבועה. But if they kept quiet, after the שבועה, that the Toveya told them, they're not חייב. They have to respond. Either amen, or they have to say it themselves. So comes the Mishnah and continues. Another case. הרי אלו חייבים. Okay. השביע עליהם חמש פעמים חוץ לבית דין. So, he made them make five shivuot outside of Beddin. Mashbi'ani alechem. Do you swear that you don't know testimony? Yes, I swear, amen. Do you swear you don't know testimony? Yes, I swear, amen. Five times. Ubao le Beddin vehodu. And then they came to Beddin and they confessed that really they do know testimony. Peturin. So the din is there, patur from korban. So again, you have a shivu'ah outside of Beit Din, and you have an admission inside of Beit Din. It's patur. Why? Rashi. Ubao le Beit Din vedu peturin, v'afilu kafru chutz le Beit Din al kol shivu'ah. Even better, Rashi says. Even if they were kofir outside of Beit Din, they denied on each shivu'ah. You swear, and then they were kofir. You swear and then you kofir. Swear, kofir. Doesn't matter. She'en kefira chutz labeddin. Kefira does not help outside of beddin. We're going to learn that the denial of a shivu'ah has to be done in beddin. And when they got to the beddin, they ended up admitting. They weren't kofir. So therefore you have a shivu'ah outside of beddin. So the shivu'ah is, let's say, hal. And you have a kefira, I'm sorry, and you have a hoda'ah in Beit Din, they're indeed patur. Now, the case over here is, on the shivu'ah outside of Beit Din, what was the case of shivu'ah? You could either say it was that they answered amen, or a case where they didn't answer amen. Now, if they answered amen, so then we can say the Mishnah is going like the Bimeir. Because the Bimeir, and we learned in yesterday's Mishnah, said that when the guy makes the Shivu'ah himself, he can make the Shivu'ah outside of Beit Din. Because when you're saying Amen, it's like you said the Shivu'ah yourself. But when you say Amen, it's like you said it yourself. So according to the Bimeir, when you say the Shivu'ah yourself, the Shivu'ah can even be made outside of Beit Din. So again, אם מדובר בקטע הזה של המשנה כשענו אמן, אם כן, then according to this, you're going to say, you're right, that the Din is going to be like Chachamim, and not like Rabbi Meir, because according to Rabbi Meir, they are going to be Hayab in such a case, because since the Shivu'ah is a Shivu'ah, the Kefira is going to be a Kefira. However, if it's talking about over here where they did not answer Amen, so therefore, not answering Amen according to the Bimeir, so therefore, it's not considered Hayab outside only unless they were kofir inside of Beit Din. And therefore, since they were not kofir inside of Beit Din, indeed they are going to be patur. So okay, let's get the case again. They made a shivua outside of Beit Din, and a kefira inside, and a hoda'ah. They admitted inside of Beit Din, indeed they are patur. The Mishnah continues with the next case. Kafru hayavin al kol ahat v'ahat. If they made a shivua outside of Beit Din, and they were kofir on kofir, even on one, they just said we deny it. So then they're going to be hayav five shivuot. That means they made a shivua outside of Beit Din, and we have to say the case to what the shivua was hal, and then when they came into Beit Din, they were kofir. They're going to be hayav for all five. They said we never made the shivua. I'm sorry, we don't know witness, we don't know testimony for you. Rashi. Kafru bebet din, hayavim al kol ahat ve'ahat. De kefira al kula kaima. Outside of bet din, they made a shivua. We swear we don't know testimony. We swear we don't know testimony after five times. And then when they came to bet din, they were kofir. And they came along and they said clearly, the hayav on all of the shivuot. Okay, we're going to see that. Why is that so? The Gemara is going to explain now. Okay, so the Gemara says, why is that so? Hishbiya alim haypamim b'fnei Beit Din v'kafru enam hayavim elahat. Amar Rabbi Shimon, mat ta'am? What's the reason for this? Ho'il ve'enam yecholim lahazor ulhodot. Rabbi Shimon says because they cannot come and confess again. What does that mean? They cannot come and confess again. Look at Rashi. Hoil ve'en yicholim nachzor matam en hayavim ela achat afilu shatku ve'kafru lebasov ve'lo amrinan kefira kaima akulehu. Now, what did the dean say? The dean said kafru in Beit Din hayavim al kol achat ve'achat. The hayav would say they made five shivot outside the Beit Din, so when they made a kefira, they hayav on all five. I skipped one line in the Mishnah. Hishpia alim hamisha pe'amim b'fnei Beit Din. Let's say if they made a shivua in Beit Din five times, that makes more sense. Ve'kafru, and then they were kofir in Beit Din. Enam chayavim ela achat. So in that case, they're going to be chayav only one. So if they were kofir, if they made the shivua outside of Beit Din, and they were kofir inside of Beit Din, they are hayav al kol ahat ve'ahat. The hayav for each shivua. When the shivuas were outside of Beit Din and the kefira was inside of Beit Din, the hayav for each one. However, hishpia alim hamesh paramim b'fnei Beit Din, but when they made the shivuot in Beit Din, the kafru and they were kofir in Beit Din, the only hayav one. What is the difference between making the shivua outside or making the shivua inside? Amar Rabbi Shimon, matam. What's the reason for this? Hu'il ve'enam yicholim lahazor ulhodot. Because since they cannot come along and readmit, which means once they made a shivua in Beit Din, the shivua's hal in Beit Din, what they say? We swear we don't know testimony. Once already they swear that they don't know testimony, that's considered as if they gave a testimony itself. So it's as if they gave an edut, we do not know testimony. Now you cannot go back and recant your testimony. The law is kivan shehigid, shuv eno chozer magid. Once already you say a testimony, your testimony is binding. You cannot retract the testimony. So therefore, the second shivua is nothing. Because already you said that you don't know testimony. So technically, the subsequent shivuot are worthless. So therefore, you're only going to be hayav one korban when the guy finally is kofir. Masha'enkin, when he's outside of Beit Din, so the shivuot were not hal yet. Because technically he was not in Beit Din. So therefore, all the shivuot are pending. So when he comes to Beit Din, he's kofir, so he's chayav on all five. Now let's read that inside. I'm reading Perush over here. Edim ha-kofrim b'fnei Beit Din, b'idiat ha-edut. They said, we don't know testimony. Nechshevet ha-kifira atzma ki'edut. The kifira itself is a testimony. Uklal biyadenu. She'en ha'ed yakol la'azor bo me'eduto o l'shanoto la'az she'ed bebetin. Kivan she'egid, shuvinu chozeru magid. Me'ata idu ayu edim kofrin miyad. Let's say, they didn't be kofir immediately. They would give a testimony, I mean kofir. They would not be able to say, again, we don't know testimony. Because once already they gave their edut, it's finished. ונמצא שכל ארבע שבועות האחרות לא היו מחייבות בשבועת העדות, שלאין שבועת העדות נועיל אלא בעד הראוי להעיד בבית דין. Exactly, the law of שבועת העדות has to be a witness that's ראוי to testify. But once a witness testified in בית דין, then he doesn't know עדות, so he's not a witness anyone that can testify. Because he cannot come along and say he does. So therefore, once he says the Shivu'ah in front of Beit Din, so the Kefila itself is considered a testimony, and that's it. Now, Kivan Sheken, Haregam Imshatku Ha'edin Be'arba Al Shivu'ot Rishonot, which means you swear four Shivu'ot, and they kept quiet, they didn't say anything. Ve'kafru Rak Le'achar Shivu'ah Hamishit. They were only kofir only after the fifth Shivu'ah. Enem hayavim ela ala Shivu'ah harishona. Again, they're only going to be hayav on the first Shivu'ah. Ushar arba Shivu'ot en lahem tokef. Why? Shale im rotzim anu lahayevam al kol Shivu'ah benefra. If you want to get them for each Shivu'ah, slichim anu lomar, shakifira shebesof, you have to say that the final kifira nechshevet kifira al kol Shivu'ah lefnei asma. You have to say that the kifira is on everything. If can, machshivim anu et hashtika shehareh shivu'ah rishonah kekefira. You have to consider that shetika is like a kefira. Veshuv iyevshal lashbi'am. If you consider shetika is like a kefira, but they kept quiet, so then already you cannot mechayev them for each one, because once they were shotek, it's like they were kofed, and therefore once they were kofed, they cannot come along now and confess anymore that what. That they know testimony, because kivan chegid shuv eno chozer umagid. Ve'im lo nechshav shetika zu kekefira. If you're not going to consider the shetika like a kefira, imken ein kan ela kefira achat. So bema nafshach. If the shetika is like a kefira, so therefore they were kofir after the first shivua, and after they were kofir for the first shivua, that's it. They cannot recant their testimony, and therefore it's finished. All the other shivuot they're not going to be chayav on. And if shetika is not like a kefira, so they're not chayav on only the final kefira they made after the shivuah. Nimsayim ken. Comes out according to this over here. Shadirasha shedarashtu mamilan le'achat. Now, Rashi told us above, it says in the pasuk, v'aya ki ye'esham le'achat me'ele. What is the word le'achat? It teaches us that yechayav on each shivuah. That was in the case where the guy made the shivuot outside of Beit Din and was kofed inside of Beit Din. And the fact that it said le'achat, it teaches me that he hayav on each and every shivuah. Oh, so you have to say, enana yichola letiachas sevetei shishbih otam notomim Beit Din. It cannot be in the case where he made the shivuah in Beit Din. Val kochenu shederashad zubitash shivuah shchutz le'Beit Din. Lekafru ha'adim be'Beit Din. When the guy made the shivuot outside of Beit Din and made the kefira inside of Beit Din, b'mekre ze nitan liyachas et hakefira lechol achat min hashivuot benifrad. Sharei gam im hayu ha'edim kofrim bepo lachar kol shivuah, ha'edayin hayu re'uyim la'ed. Because even if, let's say, they were kofer after each shivuah, since they were not kofer in Beit Din, they can come back and recant their kefira. V'nimsa shkol chamesh shivuot shemechutz le'Beit Din yicholim lechashev kulan kishvuat ha'edut im kefira nefredet v'kol achat mehem. So again, it's worthy to get this now outside, again, clarity, because it's a very, 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 very detailed case over here. We have a situation in the Mishnah. Ishbiya alehem chamesh pa'amim chutz le'Beit Din. I'm going to understand the case clear now. Shivu'ah, five times outside of Beit Din. Okay? Ishbiya alehem chamesh pa'amim chutz le'Beit Din. And what? Do you know testimony for me? I don't know. That's a kefira. Kefira. I don't know anything. Do you know testimony for me? I don't know testimony. Do you know testimony? Kofir five times. Ubal le bet din. Then they came to bet din and they confessed. They said vehudu. Says yeah, we do know testimony. So in that case, we said peturim. Even though they were kofir chutz le bet din on each shavua le patur, because a kefira me chutz le bet din is not a kefira. Good. That's the first case. Second case was, if they made the kefira in Beddin, the chayav al kol achat va'achat. Why? Because since they made the shivu'a outside of Beddin, now outside of Beddin, even if they would have made a kefira outside of Beddin, the kefira is nothing, which means we don't know testimony, they would be able to change their mind after and say, you know what? We do. So therefore, since they could keep on changing their mind outside of Beit Din, each shavua is considered separate. So therefore, when they finally go into Beit Din and kofir, so they kofir on all five. So now, once you say, do you know testimony in Beit Din? And they swear. Once they swear, which is they kofir, and they say they don't know testimony, that's it. They're locked in. They cannot change their mind. They cannot change their testimony anymore. So therefore, at the final testimony, when they finally kofir in the end, they're only going to be hayav one. Doesn't matter. It could be any number.
Could be two.
Could be two. Exactly. This is giving you an example. So edim, you have to get the clarity. Edim kofrim b'fnei bedim, they're kofir, we didn't know anything, nechshevet the kefira ki'edut. That's it. That's an edut itself. Uchlal b'yadenu shena ed yachol la'azor b'medutu o l'shanoto. Kevat shegid. Me'ata ilu ayu ha'edim kofrim yad achar shvua rishona, re'lo yukhrim b'achsov la'aid. You cannot testify anymore. You testified already. You can't say anything else. Next case. Again, I'm only going that slow because I'm not going to go through all this. Kafru shenehem ke'echad. Okay, two witnesses. They were kofir exactly at the same time. We don't know testimony. Shineim hayavim. They're both going to be hayav korban. I can always get the case. Kofir means we don't know testimony. And then they find out that they did no testimony. So they were kofir at the same time in the Idut, Shvuat Idut. They're going to be hayav. How can they do exactly at the same time? They spoke at the same time. They said exactly at the same time, we don't know testimony. How is it? Tochid edibur. How can you do it exactly at the same time? Gemara will go through that. Bezeh acharzeh. But let's say the first guy was kofir, and then the second guy was kofir. Bezeh acharzeh. Harishon chayav b'sheni patur. Why? That she says. Harishon chayav b'sheni patur. Shkivat shekafar harishon. Shuv in ed yechidi ra'ui lehagid. Exactly. Which means once the first guy comes along and says that he doesn't know testimony, so the second guy stands alone. One guy cannot be an ed. You need two guys. So once the first guy was kofir, and now the second guy is meaning be kofir, and then of course later on they always admit that they knew testimony, but since at the time that the second guy was kofir, he didn't have the first guy with him. Because the first guy was kofir. So therefore he's not going to be hayav. Good? You gotta have two witnesses to have a case. He's not a witness at that point, because the first guy backed out on it. The first guy said, I don't know any testimony. So therefore the second guy says, I don't know any testimony. The second guy's not going to be, the second guy's about to
win. He really is a witness. Well, why do we treat him because of what the first guy is indeed lying?
Because bottom line, at this point, the second witness cannot do anything. That second witness now has no... Once the first guy says, I don't know testimony, so in a bit deemed the second guy right now cannot take money out of this guy. I'll say right now.
That's
what it is. Because right now, this second witness, by his testimony, even if he would have testified, I know testimony. Still they tell him, sorry, go home, we can't use you. So therefore, if his testimony won't be used, if he admits, you can't hold him responsible if he denies. Then at this point, even if he admits he knows testimony, then tell him to go home. Mm-hmm. Now,
what if somebody else comes after?
You have three witnesses, then it's still, he's still in the game. It's even better. Not that third guy coming in. This first guy's going to be reinstated. This first guy's going to come along eventually and say, I did no testimony. But bottom line, at the time that he was kofir, he was not, would his testimony at this point be accepted? No. Now, kafar echad vehoda echad hakofir hayav, which seemingly is a superfluous case. Right, one guy was kofir, and the other guy was modeh. Now, I know testimony. Hakofir hayav. Of course it's kofir is hayav. What's the she'ela? That we'll have to see with the Gemara. Hayu shtei kitei edim. Let's say you had four witnesses, two groups, two and two. Kafra rishona, the first group was kofir, but doesn't matter because you still have the second group that's viable. Kafra shenia shteim hayavot, because since bottom line, even after the first two, let's say, knocked themselves out by saying we don't know testimony, the second two, if they would have testified, they could have taken money out. They could have judged case could have gone on. So if they were kofir, they're going to be hayav. Because the edut to be able to be fulfilled with the second said. The same is bevatahat. Yeah, you have to say bevatahat.
Correct.
Okay, now let's go. Amar Shmuel. Ra'u shiratz aharehin. The toveya, that's the guy who has the claim, he's running after the witnesses because he wants to bring them to Bedin because he wants to get money. Right? And he knows these guys no testimony for him. Amru lo, the witnesses unsolicited tell the guy that's running after them, ma ataratz acharenu, what are you chasing us? Shivua she'en anu yud'im necha edut, we swear we don't know any testimony. Again, it's unsolicited. The deen is piturim, they are patur from shivua to edut if they subsequently confess that they knew. Why? They have to hear it from the Toveya himself. That means the Toveya has to say, do you swear? Here it was unsolicited. The guy was just running after them. They offered the information themselves. What do you think? We know testimony for you? We swear we don't know anything. Since the Toveya did not tell them anything, they did it on their own, they're patur. That's Shmuel's Haddush. Gemara says, Maikamash Ma'alan. What are you teaching me? We know that already. Tanina. We have it in a Mishnah later on. What does it say? Shilach biyad avdo. Let's say the Toveya sent his slave to go get the witnesses. O she'amar lehem hanitba'. Or the one that was being claimed. Not the Toveya. The one that was being claimed. The nitba'. Mashbiya ani alechem she'im atem yod'im lo edut. I'm making you swear, if you know edut for this guy that's trying to take money out of me, shetavo v'ta'iduhu, come and testify for him. The nitba is the one that made the guy. These guys make the shivua. Hare elu peturim ad shishmi'u mipi atoveya. So you see clearly in the Mishnah that it has to come from the toveya that demands a shivua. If the nitba comes up and says, hey, fellas, do you know testimony for this guy that's claiming against me? And he says, yeah, we don't know testimony. They were not going to be hayav at shivua ta'idut. Because bottom line, it didn't come from the toveya. So what do you have to tell me a case where they're running and the guys didn't say anything, they said it on their own? Of course, we know that it's got to come from the toveya. It's a mifrush mishnah. Mara says, ratz acharehen itztirichale. The chidush is ratz acharehen. Sad kadat achamina. Keman de ratz acharehen. Keman de amar lehudame. I would have said, since they're running after them, what are they running after them? It's not to tell them to testify. So I would have thought that that is like they said it. And therefore, I would say it's considered solicited. It's considered as if they actually demanded them to swear. Kamash ma'lan? That no. That until they actually verbally say, do you swear that you know testimony? It's not considered shu'at ta'idut. Gemara says, v'hana mitanina. We know that also. We know that running is not considered a verbal. How? Shivu'at Idut Ketzad. How Mishnah? Amar la'edim. Bo'u va'iduni. Shivu'ah. Our Mishnah said, what's Shivu'at Idut? Keyword, Amar la'edim. He said to the witnesses, Amar in, lo amar, lo. So you see clearly from the Mishnah, it's got to be Davka ba'amira. And therefore, Shmuel, your case of Ratz is superfluous, because I know unless there's an Amira, therefore it's not Shavuot Ha'edut. Gemara says, Amar lav Davka. Nah, I can tell you the Mishnah, when it says Amar, it doesn't mean Amar. And lav Davka. And therefore, Shmuel's Hiddush is a Hiddush to tell me that Ratz is not considered like Amira. It's not considered like Amira. De'ilo tema achi, you have to say Amar is lav Davka. Why? Gabe pikadon. By the case of Shmuel pikadon. Diktani, Shvuat Pikadon Ketzad. Amar lo, ten li Pikadon sheyesh li biyadecha. Now give me the Pikadon that you have. Hachanami, Amar in, lo Amar lo. Are you going to tell me that Amar in this Pikadon case is Dafka? It can't be. Ha, vichihesh ba'amito, kuldehu. We know that by Shvuat the Pikadon, even without an Amira of the Toveya, and the guy was denying that he has the Pikadon, it's also considered Shavuot the Pikadon. So therefore, you have to say that Amar is Lav Davka. Just like Amar is Lav Davka in the Shavuot the Pikadon case, where you don't need a solicitation from the guy for the Shavuot the Pikadon to be Hal, so Tovei Amar is Lav Davka. So that's why Shavuot had to come along and say. So you would have thought that when you're running, it's considered as if he told him, it's considered as if he solicited. Come on, run or not. Gemara says, Ela Amar Lav Davka. Hachaname Lav Davka. Just like Amar is Lav Davka by Shvat HaPekadon, so Amar is Lav Davka also by Shvat HaEdut. That's why Shmuel's Hadush is a Hadush. The Gemara says, Hai Mai, what are you comparing? E Amar Pishlama. Amar De'acha Davka. If you're going to tell me that the Amar over here in our Mishnah is Davka, to teach me the only time I have Shvat HaEdut, if there was an Avira by the Tobeya, Tanahatam, Atuaka. So I can say, that's why I wrote Amar later on by Shvat HaPikadon, Derek Agav. Because here Amar was Davka, and Amar by Shvat was Lav Davka. So why did I write Amar over there? Because I wrote it over here. That makes sense. Which is, if you say Amira is Davka by Shvat HaEdut, then I can say the reason why we wrote Amira by Shvat HaPikadon is Derek Agav. Since we wrote Amira here, which is Davka, we wrote Amira over there, even though it's Lav Davka. Ela Iyamat, lo Amar. Da'atam davka velo amar de'acha davka I amart. But if you're going to say ela I amart lo amar de'atam davka velo amar de'acha davka, but if you say they both love davka, the amar over here is love davka and the amar over there is love davka, amar amar lama li limitia. So why write it at all? Which is, if one is Davka, I could say the other one we wrote Derek Agav. But if you tell me they're both Lav Davka, so don't write the words Amira at all. Why would you write in both places? Okay, but I said, no, Dilma Urhad de Milta Kamash Ma'lan. Which means I would have thought he wrote Amira because that's the normal case. Normally, the way a case of Shavuot HaPikadon happens is, where's my Pikadon? Where's my item? And the guy, no, in the Kanav, you don't need Amira. It's not Davka. So I just wrote it in a normal way. And I said, same way, Shvat HaEdut. The normal way is, Toveya says, hey, do you know testimony here for me? No, but I would have thought, it's really Lav Davka. But the Mishnah just wrote it in a normal way. So therefore, I would have thought, since it's Lav Davka, I need Shmuel to come and tell me that Ratz is not going to work. What do you mean that's not going to work? I know that doesn't work. It's in the Mishnah Amar. Nah, Amar is not Davka. You have to tell me the case of Ritza. Comes the Gemara and says, Tanya came to the Shmuel. We have a proof of Shmuel from Blaita. Ra'uhu, Sheba Aharehin. Witnesses are being chased. Amnu lo, Ma'ata Ba'aharehinu. What are you chasing us for? The witnesses say, Shmuel Asher Anurudim Naka Edut. Peturim. Vime Pekadon Hayavi. Very good. Which is, if it's Shavuot HaEdut, if they come and say, hey, do you know what that is? They didn't say anything. What are you chasing us for? We swear we don't know anything. Oh, because we swear, it wasn't solicited. Patur. But, if they come along and see the guy chasing him, and they say, hey, we swear we don't have your Pikadon. That's Hayah. If they come to deny it, and then we find that they have the Pikadon. Because by Pikadon, you don't need to be solicited. By Pikadon, even if they did it on their own, V'chihash ba'amito, V'chihash kol dehu. Any type of Hakasha. Okay, now we go to the next one. Hishpiya alin chamisha pe'amim. Okay, what's the case in the Mishnah? He made them swear 5 times outside of Beit Din, and they were kofer. And then they came to Beit Din, and they were modeh. So they peturim. Good. Kafru be Beit Din. But if they were kofer, in the Beit Din, the hayav for each one. Gemara says, Minalan da kefira be Beit Din, hu de mechaybe. Now, who's the Beit Din, lo mechaybe? This is really the key question. How do you know that a kefira is dafka in Beit Din? Which is, if they would have swore to 5 swears outside of Beit Din, and they were kofir, yeah, we don't know what testimony, we don't know the kefira outside of Beit Din is nothing. But kefira inside of Beit Din, that's already something that's significant. Because you said, when it's kofir inside of Beit Din, you hayaf each one of the shivuot. Where do we know, Hiluk, that kefira outside of Beit Din is nothing, and kefira inside of Beit Din is significant? So Gemara says, Minala da kefira be Beit Din hu de mechaybe. Achutz le Beit Din, lo mechaybe. Amar Rabbi Amar Kera, im lo yagid, it says, if the witnesses do not yagid, they don't say their testimony, v'nasa abono. Lo amati lecha, ela b'mkom she'ilu magid ze mitchayev ze mamon. Only in a place where their Haggadah is valid. Where is the Haggadah valid that they would say the testimony, you'd be able to take money out of the guy? In Beit Din. So everyone says, im lo yagid, if you denied it in a place that Haggadah is valid. Where is that? In Beit Din. So therefore the kefira outside of Beit Din is nothing. They swear, we don't know, nothing. But once the kefira is done in Beit Din, so then the hayaf each one of the shivuot. If already you're telling me that what? That the kefira has got to be done in Beit Din. Maybe I'll say the shivua also has to be in Beit Din. You're telling me they made the shivua outside of Beit Din, and they made the kefira inside of Beit Din. Maybe I'll tell you, you need the shivua in Beit Din as well. It says in the pasuk, le'achat, to teach me, le'chayev al kol achat le'achat. That there's some cases that you're going to be hayav for each and every shivua. The isal kadadak be Beit Din, if it's talking about a case where he made the shivuot in Beit Din, mi mechayev al kol achat mechat, he cannot be hayav al kol achat mechat. Why? Because in Beit Din, once he makes the first shivua, that he doesn't know testimony, it's finished. He cannot make another shivua. Because once already he swore that he doesn't know testimony, he cannot change his testimony, it's finished. And if we only can be hayav one, So the fact that the Mishnah told us that if a person makes a shivua in Beit Din, I don't care if he makes 5 shivuot in Beit Din, you're only going to be hayav one when you make the kefira. So therefore, that means what? That must be that dafka because you made the shivua in Beit Din. But if you made the shivua outside of Beit Din, we have a pasuk that says le'achat. You hayav for every single shivua. Hayav for every single shivua. That cannot be when you made the shivua in Beit Din. Because if you made the shivua in Beit Din, you only hayav one. So what's that pasuk to about le'achat? Must be the way you made the shivua outside of Beit Din. Because since you made the shivua outside of Beit Din, so still at that point outside of Beit Din, you could have recanted. Because it's not considered a testimony yet outside of Beit Din. And therefore the shivua is considered a shivua, the second shivua is considered a shivua as well, and the third shivua is considered a shivua as well. Then when you finally come to Beit Din, kofir, tick, 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 they get you on all 5. Oh, and that's what the pasuk le'achat meant. The chayav al kol achat, be'achat. So again, the Gemara says, you're telling me kefira has got to be done in Beit Din. Well, maybe shivua has also got to be done dafka in Beit Din, and a shivua outside of Beit Din is nothing. Can't be. Because we know there's a case where you're going to be hayav on every shivua. Because it's simply achat. And that cannot be a case where you made the shivua in Beit Din, because once you make the shivua in Beit Din, the first shivua, it's over. You cannot make another shivua, because once you swear you don't know testimony, you cannot be modeh now that you do know, because kevan shegid shuv eno chozer umagid, and therefore the second shivua is worthless. It's a shivua and a shivua like it's a shivua something that you made already. Oh, so therefore, what's the case? We're going to be hayav five shivuot. Must be made a shivua outside of betin. So you see that shivua outside of betin is considered a shivua, but the kefira must be done dafka inside of betin. Now we get to the case of the Mishnah. First one line: kafru shenem ka'ahat hayavim. They were both kofir simultaneously. It's a simple case. They came into betin. Do you know a testimony? We make you swear that you don't know testimony, and they are kofir simultaneously. So we say, oh, in that case, simultaneously. So therefore, you have two edim together simultaneously remove themselves. So each one is going to be hayav a korban shivat tadut when they come along and finally admit that we knew, because it was done together. Kabbalah says, ha'i efshal etamsim. What do you mean? Simultaneously. You cannot be so precise that it's exactly simultaneously. I could be mitzamtzim. But that's the shivua. That's the shivua. Mushbu'ani alechem. That you don't know testimony. Why don't you say, let's see. Amar al-Hazda, Yamara says, al-Hazda says, Hamani, who's the author of this over here? Rabbi Yosef Gililihi. The Amar Efshar Litzamtzim, yeah, basically says you can't be mitzamtzim, you can't be precise. Okay, continue. Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so what does it mean Efshar Litzamtzim? It's talking about a case over there where you have an animal that was a sheep that had a baby, had twins, and the babies came out exactly at the same time. So you want to know which one is the Bechor and which one is not the Bechor. And it looks like they came out simultaneously. It looks like they came out at the same exact time. So the Gemara says, could be sickly if Shalit Samsim. Now she says, Vasikha Bechor Rachel, Shalom Bekra, she didn't have a firstborn yet, Viyada Shne Zecharim. Basically, Omeh Shnehem the Kohen. Both of them belong to the Kohen. Because he holds over there, Efshar Litzamtzim. Why? Meaning it's possible that things can happen at the exact same second. And if you have two bechors, and if the two stuck there at exactly the same time, both of them belong to the Kohen. Hachamim say, come on. One for sure came out even a nanosecond before the other one, and therefore at best both of them are considered sefek bechor. And whatever the name of sefek bechor apply. So just like Rabbi Yosef says, by the case of the bechor, that they both can come out exactly at the same second. So same thing by their testimony. Both of them can be kofir that they know testimony exactly at the same second. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Tema Rabbanan. We can even say, according to the rabbis, by Bechor, I'm going to tell you it's impossible they came out exactly at the same time. However, Kegon, Shekafru Shenehem, Betok Kedeh Dibur. Betok Kedeh Dibur, Kedibur Deme. That they were kofir, Tok Kedeh Dibur. Within the amount of time Kedeh Dibur, which is what? Shalom Alecha Rabbi. Now, the Gemara says, oh, and therefore, even if you didn't do it simultaneously, so long as they did it Tok Kedeh Dibur, so therefore that's considered already Bevatahat. So Gemara says, Amale Rav Hamed Ifti Ravina Mechdi, Tok Kedeh Dibur Kama Havi, Kedeh She'elat Tamid Lerav. It's the amount of time that it takes a student to ask Shalom to the Rav. Now, according to that, Ad the Amne Shavua She'en Anu Yudim Necha Edut Tuva Havi. Which means, if they're both going to say, Shivua, She'en, Anu, Yud'im, Lecha, Edut, that is going to take more than the time of Shalom Alecha, Rabbi. Which is, we're assuming now, and in the question, they're going to say, they did it simultaneously. And simultaneously, you can't do simultaneously. If Shalit Samtzim. Nah, even the rabbis that say, if Shalit Samtzim, that it's possible to do the exact same time, they're working with Tokke de Dibud. And we're understanding over here that the two kifirot were made in this amount of time. Now, how could two kifirot be made such a time? The amount of time to say, do that twice, you cannot say the whole thing in 3 seconds. We're thinking now it's all done in Tokke de Dibud. How could you say 7 words or 8 words in Tokke de Dibud? So Gemara says, no. Gemara says, Amalek kodehad va tok. Tiburo shel chavero. Which means the first guy said, and then within 3 seconds of that testimony, the second guy said, since the second guy said it took it, it would have the first guy considered that they were kofir at the same time, and therefore they're going to be hayav shvat to do when they finally confess. You can't give testimony like that. You can't overtalk when somebody else is talking in Betin. He further, Shivwa She'er Ani Yodei Aidut, Shivwa She'er Ani Yodei Aidut. Not that the whole thing has to be said in Tokid Dibur. So long as he starts Tokid Dibur of the first guy's testimony, and then we kofed at the same time. Gemara continues. Now we get to the Sugya. Gemara says, Bezeh Harzeh, Rishon Hayav Shini Patut. Let's get that clear.
Lecture mode on.
Bezeh Harzeh, what does that mean? The first guy was kofed. Yeah, I don't know testimony. So now the second guy was kofir also. The second guy will be patur. Because bottom line, at the time he was being kofir, he's only one witness. And therefore, it's only a kefira of a witness that was shayak to do something, if he would say the testimony. But here there's one witness, even if he would say testimony, doesn't help. Because he's only one witness. Because the first guy was kofir already. So therefore, the second guy is not going to be hayav shvat aidu. That was the Mishnah's din. Matnitin de lo ki ay tana. I'm starting to like this tana. Betanya, mashbia edehad patur. Good. If one witness comes along and makes a shivua, he's patur because he can't do anything. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, mechayev. Hedush. It sounds like over here, Rabbi Elazar is going to say that what? That even one witness can obligate money. And therefore, when he's kofed and there's no testimony, since if he would have testified, he could have taking out money from the guy, he's going to be hayav. That is a big hadush. That one, normally we always learn, one witness can have a hayav money. One witness, when it comes to Bedin, if anything, he could just force a shivua. He could force the guy to say, I swear I don't own. But he cannot force actually to take money from one guy to the other. But here, according to the Bedin, Shimon and Tzedek, he's saying, what? You could even take money out. Lema behaka mepalge. Temor sar edehad ki ata lishvua hu dekaata. Omor savar edehad ki ata lamona kaata. Exactly. Must be that if the other one holds that one witness comes to Betin, he can take money out. So therefore, when one witness is kofir, his kefira is a kefira because if he would have testified, he would have done something. Another rabbi says, nah. The only time you have shvua to aidut is if you're a aidut and you would have could have taken out money. And just one witness is not taking out money, only is mechayev the guy to make a shvua. So therefore it's not considered a shvua to aidut. Gemara says, v'tisbera. What are you talking about? You want to explain to me that the machloka between the rabbis and Rabbi Shimon has to do with, is one witness able to take out money or not? That cannot be the machloka over there. V'tisbera. Ha'amar abayir. Hakol modim. All the rabbis agree. The rabbis of Rabbi Shimon be'ed sota. In a case of ed sota, I want to read this whole thing first. Hakol modim ba'ade sota u'machloket ba'ade sota. Hakol modim be'ed echad v'hakol modim be'ed shekenegdo chashud al ha'shivua. There's a statement over that says there are certain cases where all the rabbis agree on that what? That the ed will be believed. I mean, even the rabbis that normally say ed echad is nothing, but there's certain cases which we're going to go through each one of these cases that the ed is going to be believed. Now, in the case over here, one of the cases that you told me that everybody agrees is hakol modim ba'ade sota. That's the case we need to analyze now. What is the case of ade sota? We know the case of a sota that comes into the situation where the husband suspected her that she's with a guy after she was warned not to go with the guy. The regular case of sota. Now that case of ades sota has got nothing to do with ed echad being mechayev money, because that's the case of ades sota. Before I even explain you what the cases. You're trying to tell me that the machloket between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon is what? Could one witness take up money or not? But you see, it's not that. Because you see clearly that it says that they all agree in a case where you have two witnesses by sota. Now, that's got nothing to do with, you'll see, that case has got nothing to do with taking out money. When we're going to learn the case of Adir Sota, you'll see that that case is not a case of money. And they're all agreeing in such a case. And therefore it's mashmah that their argument is not in whether an ed can take out money. I know it's vague what I'm saying now, but you'll see it when we get to the Gemara. From that case of Adir Sota, you'll see their argument was on something else. Their argument was not on, can an ed not bring out money? How? We'll go through each case now. So Gemara said, okay, we accept your claim. Ela, you're right. Everybody agrees. One witness comes into Beit Din and says, you owe money. One witness cannot make the guy pay. All the one witness does is cause the guy to make a shivua. However, what's the matter? Exactly. We have new machlokes. What is davar gorem lemamon? If my testimony doesn't directly motzi money, but causes can be the catalyst to cause money to come out, so Rabbanan say davar gorem lemamon is nothing. Therefore, when I come to Beit Din, I say, you owe money. I make you make a shivu'ah. Now, true, if you don't make a shivu'ah, you got to pay. But that's not directly obligating you money. Because if you make the shivu'ah, you'll be off the hook. It's only gorem lemamon. So the banan say about gorem lemamon is nothing. Therefore, one witness is really not coming on a monetary case. And therefore, if he's kofed, it's like a shivu'ah ta'idut. It's like mamon. And therefore, if he's kofir, it's considered shivu'ah ta'idut if he's lying. And therefore, it's going to be chayav. So the mahloket is it ehad, that causes the shivu'ah, is gorem lemamon ki mamon dame onam. Now the Gemara is going to explain. Gemara says, gufa. Now, we're going to go back to the five cases that we said above that I didn't tell you what they are. The Gemara is going to explain each case, and you'll see the Sota case exactly how it falls into play. Gufa, Amar Abayim. Hakol modin ba'adeh Sota. Hakol modin ba'ed Sota. Hakol modin ba'adeh Sota. Umahloket ba'adeh Sota. Hakol modin ba'ed Ehad. Hakol modin ba'ed Shekenegdo Hashudov Shibu'ah. Hakol modin ba'adeh Sota. Everybody agrees in Adeh Sota Shehayav ba'ed Tum'ah. דרחמנה הנה דכתיב ועד אין בה כל שיש בה. You have a girl, she was secluded with a guy. The guy, I'm wondering about it. Don't go with this guy. Two witnesses come along and they testify, we saw that she was alone in the room with that guy. So now you have two witnesses on Kinui in the morning and two witnesses that she was secluded. Now the Torah says, even if one witness shows up now and says, and when they were in the room, they didn't act, we're going to believe that witness. Normally you only believe two witnesses, but since you have already four witnesses already, so you have like lying in the body, you have circumstantial evidence almost. Because already two witnesses saw the warning, and two witnesses saw that she was secluded. So now already is very, very fishy already, very suspicious. So the Torah says, even if one witness comes at that point, we'll believe him. Now, believe him what? To say that there was tum'ah, that is a monetary nafkamina here. She loses her ketubah. Oh, so everybody agrees that in a case of sotah, that's not gorem lemamon. That's a case of mamash mamon. Because by them giving the testimony that she did the act, she loses the ketubah. Then even the rabbis will agree that that's monetary, and if he's kofir, it'll be similar to laws of shivu'at ha'idut. You got the case of Esota? Now continue. V'akol modim ba'ade sota shepatur. What's ade? The witnesses of sota that's patur. Be'ade kinui. Davi gorem de gorem. Beautiful. The husband has to warn his wife, don't be secluded with this guy. Okay? Now he has to do that in front of two witnesses. Okay? Let's say these two witnesses are kofir. Yeah, we didn't say anything. We don't know anything. Everybody's going to agree that they're patur from shivu'at ha'idut. Why? Because they do not
directly cost money, because Eder Kinui have no monetary angle, and they're not even Gorem Le Mamon. Because the only way that through Kinui you'll come to Mamon is you need Kinui, you need Nistera, seclusion, and then you need witness Harajim to Sota. So therefore it's double Gorem Gorem. So in this case over there, since it's Gorem Le Gorem, everybody will agree it's two stages removed, and therefore it's like a Fritzvata Aidut. Good? Continue. Umahloket Ba'ade Sota. And you have a Mahloket Ba'ade Sota. What's that case? Ba'ade Stira. Oh, very good. Let's say you have a Mahloket in the Edim of Stira. Not Mahloket. You know, two witnesses come along and say, you need two witnesses to see the girl secluded, right? Let's say these two witnesses come and say, we deny it, we didn't see anything. Is that considered Shivat Edut or not? Well, since the Edes Stira, from their testimony, their seclusion doesn't directly bring money, but they're one stage away from money. It's Gorem Le Mamon. Because as a result of their testimony, now she drinks the water and we see if she's going to be guilty or not, to pay the ketubah or not. So therefore, in the case of Edes Stira that denied, that'll be the Mahloket. Mor sabar devar Gorem Le Mamon, ki Mamon dameh v'chayav, mor sabar lav ki Mamon dameh, upatur. Very good. And then when you see clearly from this case of Ades Sota, that what? That the Mahloket really was in Davar Gorem Le Mamon, or not Davar Gorem. Really, one witness that comes and testifies, it's not considered Mamon. And the Mahloket is, do you consider a Gorem Le Mamon, a Mamon or not? Kinui is Gorem Le Gorem. It's too far away. Because you need Kinui, then you need Stira, then you need drinking. That's too far. Mashiach Stira, right after Stira, she drinks what's good, and the Mamon. This testimony can lead to a conviction of money. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, next case. Akol modim b'shekenegdo hashud al ha-shevu'ah. Everybody agrees, kenegdo hashud al ha-shevu'ah, that the guy that's kenegdo in Betin is hashud. Sometimes you have people that Betin would not let you make a shevu'ah. Because this guy's been proven already to lie on his shavuot. So even if one witness comes at the Betin and says he owes money, they're telling the Love, you gotta pay money. But if the Love is known to be a liar, there's no shavuot in such a case. Because what are you making a swear for? They're going to swear for what purpose? So in that case over there, it says everybody's going to agree that what? That such an edehad is gorem, is not gorem le mamon. That edehad over there is going to bring money out immediately. Because since he can't swear, so if he has to pay. So the Gemara says, Hakon modin be edehad de Rabbi Abba. Okay, there's two cases now. There's a case of Rabbi Abba, which we'll see in a second. I don't want to talk about Rabbi Abba, the Gemara will say. Let's talk about the case of Hashud. That the case of Hashud Lishwa'ah, what is that story? Hakol modim b'shekenigdo Hashud on Shavu'ah, the Hashid man. Who's the guy that's Hashud on the Shavu'ah? Who's the guy that's the liar over here? Ilima the Hashid Loveh. That what? That the Loveh is Hashud. Now, let me tell you how it works in Binti. I come into Binti, I'm only one witness. I say, yeah, listen, this guy owes money. Binti tells the Loveh, you gotta swear. Also, the lawyer gets up and says, no. Then the other lawyer, he cannot swear. He's Hashud al Shavuah, this guy. This guy, we know already, swore falsely at Betin already. He's a liar. Betin says, Hashud al Shavuah? No, we cannot make him swear. Now, what's the next move in Betin at that point? What's the next move after the Loveh cannot swear? What's the next move? You flip it. You give the Shavuah to the Malveh. Now the Malveh has to swear, which means the swear that the Loveh has moves to the Malveh, swear he owes you money. And you swear and take. Normally, you swear and don't have to pay. But here, since he can't swear, you put the Shavuah on the Malveh and he swears and collects. So far, so good? So the Gemara says, if the case is talking about the Hashid Loveh, the Amarle Malveh, I atit azhadat li hava mishtabana v'shakana. Exactly. And therefore, when one witness comes into Betin, and the Loveh is Hashud on the Shavu'ah, and he comes in his kofir and says, I don't know any testimony. In this case of it, it causes money. Because the Malveh can tell the guy, listen, if you would have testified for me, I would have swore, and I would have gotten money. and therefore you caused me a monetary loss. And therefore, even though a sworn witness is considered mammon, because as a result of your not coming to testify, I was ready to make a shivua, and you didn't come to testify, you cost me money. Understand why it's considered a mammon case? Exactly. Let the ed come along and say, who said you were going to swear? By the way, not everybody likes to swear. A lot of people rather say, you know what, I'm not going to swear. It's not worth $100. I don't want to swear. Swearing is a very, 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 very severe item. And therefore, I didn't cause you any loss of money. It wasn't guaranteed. Who said you were going to swear? It's not an obligatory swear that you have to. You could have not have swore. Therefore, that cannot be the case. Because if it's the case talking about where the witness came in, and the loves chashud neshivua, and the malveh now has to swear, and the malveh tells the witness, you lost me money. The witness can come along and say, I didn't guarantee you lose your money. Who said you were definitely going to swear? And then you cannot hold me liable for shivuat aidut. Because you're right. Ela kegon shishneim hashudim. They're both hashud. The Loves Hashud and the Malves Hashud. They're both suspicious on Shavuot. They're both liars. Now what are you doing in that case over there? So a guy walks into Bet Din. Loves, he owes money. Bet Din says, swear. He can't swear, sir. He's a liar. Okay, shift it over to the Malveh. He can't swear either, because he's a liar. So now, what do you do? So it says, Da'amar Mor, Hazra Shavu'ah L'Mechuyav. The Shavu'ah goes back to the Loves. Goes back to the original guy. And since he can't swear, he pays on the spot. And therefore, I call Modin. That's a direct loss. That's not a Gorem anymore. That case over there is direct. Because by him coming in and not testifying, he caused a loss of money. Because if he would have testified, automatically there's a payment. Without any shivuot, he can't swear, he can't swear. So ping pong, he goes to this one, he can't do it. Go back to that one, he can't do it. Boom, pay. So as a result of him not coming to this one, it's going to be even the hachamim that say, on a davar gorem le mamon, it's not considered mamon, but it's not gorem le mamon. This as a direct result of his non-testifying causes mamon directly. Is that clear? Okay, next case. Hakol modim be'ed had Rabbi Abba. And everybody agrees in the Ed Had of Rabbi Abba. Very, very interesting case. Fascinating case. Hahu Gabra. This is the story. The Hataf Naska Mehavre. Fantastic case. A guy went and he grabbed a piece of silver from his friend. Hataf, he grabbed it. Tale kebed Rabbi Ameh. So they came in front of Rabbi Ameh, Bittin, the judge. Rabbi Abba came. Rabbi Abba was sitting in the bed, watching the proceedings. Azal, he brought one witness that testified, this guy grabbed silver from me. Amar le, so the guy says, in hatfe, I did grab it. Vedidi hatfe, that was mine. I didn't grab it. Of course, I'm grabbing what belongs to me. Now, when Rav Amir heard this case, he said he's stuck. Because this is a very strange case. How to judge? Why? Amar Rav Amir, Hechi l'dayne. How should I judge it? Hechi l'dayne. Nah, question mark. Dayane lehai dina l'shalem lekatre sahadeh. Which means, to tell the guy he has to pay. How can I tell him he has to pay? There's no two witnesses. If there were two witnesses that came along and clearly said that he grabbed it out of his hand, I got to pay back. One witness came. There was one witness. One witness came along and said he grabbed it. So the rabbi said, honestly, to make the guy who grabbed pay, I can't make him pay. There's no two witnesses. Liftere, to come along and potato the guy, Haika Hasahada, the Mehtaf Hataf. I have one witness that says he grabbed. So he should make a Shivua. Because normally what? One witness coming and saying he grabbed. So I can't tell the guy to be Patu Negamre. Because the Kavanah, the one when it's called a Shivua. I can't make a Shivua. The Shtaba, Kevan de Amar in Hatfe Vididi Hatfe, Havile Kegazlan. Exactly. Which means, he's coming along and admitting, yeah, I did take it. I took what belongs to me. So therefore, according to this case over here, he is a gazlan. What does he mean he's a gazlan? Let's see again. Get the story. One witness came in and said, we saw this guy, Reuven grabbed the silver from Shimon. Shimon says, thank you very much. Yes, I don't need you, by the way. I'll tell you, I grabbed it. I grabbed it because it's mine. Oh, Rabbi Abbas says, what are you doing there? To tell the Reuven that he's got to give it back, I can't say to give it back. No two witnesses that are saying anything over here. Okay, you have one witness, but what's the one witness saying? One witness is saying, yes, he took it. So normally when one witness says you owe, you have to make a shivua. But I can't make the guy make a shivua because he's a gazlan. Why is he a gazlan? Look at that sheet. That she says, first white line, Havi le mechoyav shivua al korcho, ima la'azik ma'avi alavi shema shelo chataf. Which means, he has to swear that what? He didn't take it. She'en ha'chotef ne'eman lomar sheli hatafti. Which means, to come along and say, I took it, it's not ne'eman to say, I took my own. Vezui ha'shivu'a she'a'ed me'chayev li'shava al ma she'a'ed me'id. Ve'enu yachod li'shava she'are modeh l'dbarav. Which means, I cannot make a shivua on something that I'm modeh to you. Which means, the witness comes along and says, he took it. Now if I was coming along and saying, I didn't take anything, swear that you didn't take it. But in this case over here, Chazak Baruch, you're saying, you took it, swear that you took it, so I'm admitting that I took it. I'm not arguing on that subject over there. I agree. Okay, that she before that, Kevan. See that she before the white lines, Kevan. Damar in hatfei. Yes, I took it. Havile kegazlan ve'amitchayev shvua al pi edehad sarik li shava al ma sha'ed me'id ulachish et ha'ed. Veze enu yachod shava al ken shle modeu ledre ha'ed shachatfa. Baba hai gavra etzel shivua zu ke gazlan etzel kol shivuot she'enu yachol lishava alehen abze b'shivua zu enu yachol lishava shane modeba. Exactly. Which means he's coming along and testifying, you took it. He's saying, I know I took it. So therefore the shivua that you're trying to mechayev me, you took it off the table. Because I'm telling you I took it. Ela, what's the machloket now?
Who belongs to?
But there's no shivua on that. Sounds like a shivua if I come into Bini and say, you're a gazlan. Gazlan, I don't make a shivua on a gazlan. So therefore, the same thing over here. So Rabbi Abba was in a dilemma. To make the guy pay, I can't make the guy pay. There's no two witnesses that saw the guy grab it. Because wait, if there was two witnesses, that's what I'm telling you now. If there was two witnesses that saw the guy grab it, he has to pay. Now wait, if there's two witnesses, if there's two witnesses that came into Bet Din and said, we saw the Reuven grab it, and the Reuven comes along and says, yeah, I'm telling you I grabbed it, but I'm telling you I grabbed my own, the Reuven would not be believed. The only reason why we believe the Reuven over here is because he has a Migu. Migu, he could have said nothing. Once already he says, I took it, so we believe him to say that he took his own. But that's only because there was no witnesses. But if there were witnesses that came along and said, he took it, he doesn't have a migu, because he couldn't say, I didn't take it. Because the witnesses already got him. So once he loses his migu, in the kalam, there was two witnesses, he would have had to take it. He would have had to pay. But there's no witnesses over here. There's no witnesses. So what did you come along and say? In. Idi atafti. Oh. To make a shivua, you can't make a shivua. Because he's more there to what the guy's saying. So comes the Gemara and says, so what is he going to do? What is he going to do in this case? So comes the Gemara and says like this. Abba, there Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Abba was sitting in the gallery over there. Rabbi Abba didn't know what to do. So the Abaka Zogas says, I'll tell you. Havele mechuyab shivua ve'enu yachol ishava. Ve'echol mechuyab shivua ve'enu yachol ishava meshalem. We have a rule. The guy is chayav to make a shivua, but he can't make a shivua. We have a law. The guy that's chayav to make a shivua, that cannot make a shivua, he's chayav leshalem. Good. So therefore, Rashi, that's it, pashut. And therefore, in this case over here, the witness, if this witness would have testified that he doesn't know Aidut, it's considered Shivata Aidut. Why? Because as a result of his not testifying, he's going to cost the guy his naska. Because really, if this guy would have came in and said, I saw him grab it. Make a Shivua. He can't make a Shivua. I'm ordering that I grabbed it. Oh, the one that's obligated to make a Shivua, that can't make a Shivua, has to pay. So as a result of this witness, if he wouldn't have came and testified, this one witness, he would have costed him money. So therefore it's considered Shivata Aidu. So that's the case of Edehad Lefi Rabbi Abba. Comes the Gemara and says,
Amar Rapapa Akol Modim Ed Mita Shu Hayav. Akol Modim Ed Mita Shu Patur. And our subject is Shivata Aidut. So we're talking about over here cases where even one Eid would be Hayav Shivata Aidut. This case, the Eid of Mita, where the Eid knows that the husband died. This allows the lady to get remarried. So in this case, if the Eid denies and says, I don't know testimony, then he says, I do know testimony, so it would be Hayav. Eid Ehad B'mita. So one statement says Eid Ehad B'mita Hayav, one says Eid Ehad B'mita Patut. So Gemara explains. Akon modim be'ed mita shu patur be'amar la ledida. The case is talking about when the Ed told the lady herself, the wife of this man over here, and he told it to her, lo amar lehu lebedin, ve'lo amar lehu lebedin, which means he told her outside of Beit Din. He saw her in the street, and he told her, he said, your husband died. Okay, I saw it. I know your husband died. Therefore, you mutter to get remarried. And when she told them, come to Beit Din and testify, lo amalu le Beit Din. He was kofer in Beit Din. They told it to her outside of Beit Din. They got to Beit Din. He said, no, I don't know any testimony. I don't know anything. Now, this case over here is patur. Why? Because she doesn't need any more his testimony. Once already she heard his testimony outside of Beit Din, the halakha says that we allow a lady to get married even if she has testimony from somebody else. Ed mipi ed. So she can come into Beit Din and say, I heard from so and so, from this ed, and he told me that the husband's dead, so I don't need him anymore. So therefore, even though he's kofir in Beit Din, it doesn't matter, because she already heard the witness say outside of Beit Din that the husband died, and the halakha says that when somebody comes to testify, you can even testify in the name of a witness in order to matira to get married. Ditnan ha'isha she'amra mit ba'li tenase, a lady that comes along and says that my husband died, we allow her to get married. That's hadushu v'nidu v'skedi b'amot, even though she's one witness, she's believed. Mid Bali to Yibum. Or let's say she says her husband died and she falls to Yibum. So therefore in this case over here, she is ne'emenet and she doesn't need the Eid. Let's see how Rashi explains that. Look at Rashi Be'ed Mita. Look at the second line in Rashi. Be'ed Mita Be'ed Echad Ayodeh Be'isha Shemet Ba'la Be'shbi'oha She'ya'id Ba Kedesh Titul Ketubata Min Ayurshim. It's a monetary case over here. We have to give the case of monetary bearings. Because if there's no monetary, there's no Shivata Aidut. The monetary is by saying that the husband died, she wants to collect ketubah from the inheritance. Okay? Look at the big Rashi, the first white line. The fourth white line. Kegon da'amar la ledida chutz lebedin met ba'alech ve'lo amar eduto bebedin kishbi'ato lefi shi'i yichola lelech lebedin ve'lo met ba'alech ve'lo tesrichal leshum ed. She says it much simpler than I said it, obviously. She doesn't need that Eid. That Eid, outside of Beit Din, said your husband died. When he got to Beit Din, he was kofir. Doesn't matter. Bottom line, she is ne'emenet herself. since she has an emanut herself to say met ba'ali, so the witness didn't do anything to me. The witness didn't spoil me. Therefore, he's not going to be. He's not going to be hayav etshuat ta'edut.
She got it from him.
No, I reverse what I said. She doesn't need it from him. She gets it from herself. She's emanut herself to say met ba'ali. She came to Bethany. It was kofir. I don't care if you were kofir. Your kefira means nothing to me because you're not stopping me from getting married. I'm the eminent myself to say met balech. So therefore, in that case over there, when she comes to Bethany and says met balech, there's no problem. Okay, she doesn't need him. Okay. By the way, akol modim ed mitashu hayav. What's the case of ed hayav shu hayav? Ed mitashu hayav. Delo amar ledida. Velo amar lihu lebedin, which means the Ed himself was kofir entirely. Which means the Ed kafar bedoto legamri. He doesn't know anything about the death of the husband. So what's the difference in that case over there? So look at that. She says, I saw she didn't know. Mekneses licha isha ta'idut kedina tera naseh. לקריאתו של העד מונעת ממנה לגבות את כתובתה. So I saw that case where she needed the head. She didn't know. She needed the head. The head himself was kofir. So therefore, now she cannot get married. Now she can't get married. She can't get the כתובה. So as a result of this guy being kofir in Bedin, it's a monetary situation over there, and therefore it's going to be hayav in such a case. Right. Excellent. Shema minah. The Gemara says from over here, Mashbia ede karka hayav. Okay, now we know that a ketubah comes from karka. So we're seeing over here that if you mashpia, if you make a edim swear on karka, that's considered shavu'ata edut as well. That applies to karka cases as well. So machloker on such a case, but from here you see that even though the guy swearing on a met ba'alech. Met Balech has ramifications to Ketubah. Ketubah is Karka. So you see that Shavuot Te'edut applies even to Shavuot that are affected to Karka. So the Gemara said, no, Dilma Ditfisa Metalteli. Maybe the case is talking about over there where the lady already grabbed Metaltelin when the husband was still alive for a Ketubah. And therefore the deen is she can collect a Ketubah from the Metaltelin that she had grabbed. So therefore I can say it's not a case of Karka over, it's a case of Metaltelin. And therefore you have no Ayah that she wanted to apply to a case of swearing on Karga, because could be the ramifications over there were metalted, because she grabbed it already when he was alive, and therefore that's where the ketubah is going to be get paid. So look at that. She shema mina mashbia ade karka hayav lashon she'elai mehaka neshwa desvida lele la papa she mashbia adim aledut karka vekafru shehayavim ulkaman later on peligi tanae v'amorae. Which means there's a machloker on this case, whether it she wanted to do the place to karka or not. Ve'ad amita ad karka, who sheketuba in a nekvet la mekarka. Now this case obviously is karka, because ketuba is taken from karka. Mishani, but I answer Dilma had a papa that mitavsa metatle ba'an mehayim. She grabbed already metatle when the husband was still alive, and the law is that if she's holding metatle from the husband from when he was still alive, so then the husband dies, she gets to keep those metaltin as her ketubah. So therefore the shivua was, does she keep those metaltin? And that's what we have no ayat to the question of the shivua on kagbi. If the witness would testify, she could have kept it as a ketubah. But she didn't testify to the witness, that's fine, she didn't know. So therefore, it is considered shivua ta'idut. Okay, Yomara gives another case of the Mishnah. Kabar echad lehoda echad. Okay, you have two witnesses coming to Bitni. Okay, they testify. One guy is kofir. I don't know testimony about this guy. I have no testimony. Ve'odah echad. Okay, one was modeh. So the din is a kofir hayav. Obviously, the kofir is going to be hayav into Bitni because he was kofir first. So he's kofir. So once he's kofir, the second guy anyway has no ramifications because there's only one ayat. The first guy, there was two witnesses there, right? So you have two witnesses. As a result of his kafirah, they couldn't proceed further. So now he's kofir, and one is modeh. So the one that's modeh, he's safe. He's modeh. Not going to be hayab because now you only have one witness that's kofir. So the kofer is chayav shivuat ta'idut, and the modeh is patur. Now it's Mishnah's case. Kafar echad. That's the case. Kafar echad. He was kofer. Veoda echad. So the Gemara asks this question. The Gemara says, Hashtam, you told me in the Mishnah, Beze acharze de tarvayu ka kafre. You told me in the first case in the Mishnah, where both of them were kofir, which is two witnesses simultaneously were kofir in Bedin, Amar Tarishon Hayab Vashini Patur. And you still told me in the case where they're both kofir, the first guy is going to be Hayab and the second guy is going to be Patur. Because once the first guy is kofir, when the first guy was kofir, the second guy was not kofir. And therefore, the first edut would have been valid. Mashenkin, once really the first guy is kofir, the second guy doesn't have a ed. So Yibra says, Hashta Ze Acharze. In the case where it was Ze Acharze, the Tarvayu Kakafre, where both of them were kofir be'edut, Amad, you told me Harishon Hayav Vashini Patur, Kafar Echad Ve'oda Echad, Mebaya. Look at Rashi. Do we have Rashi over here?
Yes.
Look at Rashi. Hashna. Beze acharze de tarvayu kafre. Dematzi lememar. Rishon mam mu'il lecha imidaticha. The first guy could have said, after he was kofir and the second was kofir, why should I be hayav shavua ta'idut? Halo kafar asheni. The second guy was kofir anyway, so my testimony wouldn't have helped. Afilu achi amar, still you said harishon chayav huir v'adayin lo kafar asheni. In a case where the first witness was kofir before the second guy, they're both kofir. First guy was kofir, the other is chayav, even though there's a logic to say it's patur, because he could have said, bottom line, my testimony wouldn't have done anything because my friend was kofir also. So even if I would have said testimony, I'm only one witness. So I do just sit at the time that the first guy was kofir, the second guy didn't kofir yet. So therefore, it's considered Shavua Ta'idut and it's going to be Hayav. So the Gemara says, in a case where one was Kofir and one was, both were Kofir, you tell me the first guy is Hayav. Certainly when one guy is Kofir, the second guy is Modeh, certainly the first guy is going to be Hayav. Because in this case over there, the witness, his Kefirah really broke the testimony. Because the second guy was Modeh, the first guy was Kofir. If this guy would have testified, the first guy and been honest, he would have had a case of monetary. So then when it came to both of them kofir, you tell me the first one's chayav. So certainly when the first guy's kofir and the second guy's modeh, the first guy should be chayav. There's the biggest thing about to say when they're both kofir, the first guy should be patur. Why? Because he could have said, listen, why should we chayav? Anyway, the second guy was kofir anyway. So had, even if I would have testified, I wouldn't have nothing because the second guy was kofir anyway. They say, no, this isn't the time that you were kofir. The second guy wasn't kofir yet. So therefore, you're going to be hayav. So certainly in the case where the second witness was not kofir, the second witness was modeh, certainly the first guy is going to be hayav. But I said, lo tzericha kegon shekafu shenehem וחזר אחד מהם ועודה בתוך כדי דיבור והקמה שמלה בתוך כדי דיבור כדיבור דם תחדוש is like this that the case is talking about שקפנו שניהם they both came into בתים קופה we don't write any testimony and then תוך כדי דיבור of one of the guy's testimony he changed his mind. So the chidush is that if he changes his mind תוך כדי דיבור it's considered כדיבור דם and therefore the witness can be chozebo from his original kefira, and therefore that's the chidush of that part. Not that the first guy's hayav. The first guy's hayav, even if both of them would have been kofir. But the chidush is that when a person comes along and says a testimony, and he says, "I don't know testimony. I do know testimony." So you take a second testimony, and if it's talking to dibur, it's kedibur dami. So the Gemara says, "Wait, b'shtamal rafazda demukila lahu." Kirabi Yosei Gilili, Resha Efshal Letzamtzem, Vesefa Etzerich Lashmorina. Netok Kedibur Kedibur Dame. If you remember, according to Rabbi Yosei, we had a Hadush in the Mishnah. The Mishnah's case was both of them were kofir. So both of them were kofir. So we said Rabbi Yosei held the Shita of Efshal Letzamtzem, that you can. People say, how can it be possible for both of them to be kofir at the same second? So to be yourself, if shalit tzamtzim, you're able to be precise that probably one of them did it before the other one.
And therefore, the one that did it first is going to be, that's why it's going to be hayab. Because you say one beat the other one. The Bio says, Hadush was Ifshal et Samsef. Two guys come at the Beddin, they both kofir at the same time. So why is the first guy hayab and the second guy not hayab? They're both kofir. Because we say it's impossible that it happened at the same exact time. And Ifshal et Samsef is possible for us to be precise. So we could say this guy was first and this guy was second. So the first guy that was kofir is hayab, and the second guy is going to be already patur. Because at the time that he was kofir, already the other guy was kofir before him. Oh, so the hadush in the first part of the Mishnah is ifshal et tzamtzim, and the hadush in the second part of the Mishnah is what? Toch kedidibur, kedibur dame. No problem. However, elam le'Rabbi Yochanan resha toch kedidibur. The sefer toch kedidibur tanta lamedi. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, how do we learn the case of both of them being kofir? Rabbi Yochanan held ifshal et tzamtzim. It's impossible to be exactly tell me at the same time. So therefore, how you tell me they were both kofir at the same time then? It's impossible to at the same nanosecond to be kofir. I know you told me what? They were kofir with tokidibur of each other. That's the shot that did it together. See, the first guy came into the building and says, I don't know testimony, and within 2 seconds of that testimony, the other guy also said, I don't know testimony. That's considered being kofir at the same time. That's what it means, Ke'ahat. So already we know the Tokhid Edibur from the Resha. What do I need to tell me Tokhid Edibur in the Sefa now? That you're telling me that the guy said, I'm Kofir, and Tokhid Edibur, he retracted. I know Tokhid Edibur can do it from the first case. So Gemara says, Ma'udete ma'ani mili kefira u'khira. Abad kefira b'hoda'a. Emado kamashmalan. I would have thought maybe Tokhid Edibur, Kedibur, that means only when it's the same thing. When he's Kofir, and then the other guy's kofir took it to the first guy, so I say it's all considered one. But maybe to reverse a testimony. First he says, I don't know. The took it to the says, nah, I'm not there. Maybe you don't say took it to the on a reversal. You say took it to the even on a reversal. So again, let's just review what happened in the Mishnah. You have two cases in the Mishnah. The first case in the Mishnah is both of them are kofir. Both of them are kofir. First guy's hayav, second guy's patur. Why is the first guy hayav? Because bottom line, at the time that he was kofir, the other guy wasn't kofir yet. What do you mean he wasn't kofir yet? He was kofir at the same time. So Rabbi Yochanan says, because of Ifshal et Tzamtzim, and therefore you can assume that this guy did it first, this guy did it second, because you can mitzamtzim. Okay, you read precise. And then what's the second case in the Mishnah? One guy said Hayav, one guy was kofir, one guy was modeh. First guy's Hayav. Of course the first guy's Hayav. What's the Hadush in that case? Hadush in that case is that the second guy that was Modeh originally was Kofir. And he changed his mind to Kedibur. So Hadush took Kedibur, Kedibur. Good, that's quite the Biyosef. Quite the Biyosef, how you learn the Mishnah. First case was Shneim Kafru. Shneim Kafru, I'm going to be Kofir together. I don't know, because he was Kofir, took Kedibur of the first guy. So that was considered Shneim Kafru Kehad. And therefore, the first guy that was kofir is going to be hayav, and the second guy is going to be patur. Because Balman did it to kedidibur, but this guy came first. This guy came first, so therefore he's hayav. Because bottom line, that's he was at the time that he testified that he didn't know anything. There was two edim, and then the second guy is going to be patur. That's to kedidibur. So the second case is what? One guy was kofir, one guy was modeh. And the case hadush mishta is that he was modeh. Talking the dibur of his denial. We're not talking the dibur already. But the hadush is that talking the dibur works even on a reversal. That even if originally he said kofir and talking the dibur he was modeh, we say it's considered modeh and it works, and therefore he's going to be patur from a korban. He's going to be patur from a korban. Are you shtek iter edim? Okay. Huh? Now let's continue. Are you shtek iter edim? Kafra rishona vanka kafra shenia. Okay, that's a simple case. You had two groups of witnesses, four guys. The first group was kofir, and then the second group was kofir. Both are going to be hayav, because bottom line, right? Which means these first two witnesses were kofir, and then these other two witnesses will be kofir. I don't know why both of them are going to be hayav. We have to see exactly why they're going to be hayav. Just shtek in tip kafra rishona v'kin kafra sheni hashtem hayavot, because the Eidut could have been viable from both of them, which means the Idut could have been accepted by one of these two groups, and therefore each group over here, by not testifying, stopped the case from going forward. So Gemara says, "Bishtamash sheniyat et hayev lekafla radishona." Says, "I understand why the second group should be hayav, because the second group really caused it. Because once the second group, the first group was kofed, so you have you only have two witnesses left in the world. So by these two witnesses denying, they're ruining the case now. So I understand why the second guy should be hayav. However, elarishona, amai, why are they going to be hayav? Hakai mashiniyah." Exactly. By the first two witnesses being kofir, they didn't cause the guy lost some money. After all, there's two more witnesses. There's two more witnesses after them. So then why should the first two guys be hayav? The only reason why we hayav shua ta'idut is why, because as a result of your denial, I couldn't collect money. It's not so. As a result of my denial, big deal. There's two more witnesses that are behind us. So then for the kawra, why should the first two guys be hayav? And there's two more witnesses after them. So Gemara gives a fantastic case. Amar avinach ma'askinan kegon shaita shniya b'shat kefilat arishona kirovim b'neshotehem. Second group, their wives were related. Okay, so they're pasul. So at the time of the kefira of the first guys, the second guys were pasul because their wives were related. And therefore, there's only one group. And therefore, when they kofir, they're going to be hayav. Now, after they were kofir, now one of the wives died. So therefore, they're not related anymore. So therefore, when they kofir, they are going to be hayav as well. Right? Right? At the time of their kefira, so now they're retroactive. Okay, at the time of the first witnesses that testified, these guys were not viable because they're related to each other. So therefore, you can't say, what do you mean? If it wasn't for us, you had two more. No, you didn't have two more. You were the only guys in the world then. Once they were kofed, they hayab. Now these guys became viable again. One wife died, so not related anymore. So their testimony now is considered a testimony. Okay, so comes again what I said. So he's like, you said, what's the hadush? So Gemara says, Nishotehem gosesot. And the case is talking about where the wives were on their deathbed when the first group testified. So they were alive, but they were on their deathbed. So Mao detemar rov gosesim nemita. I would have thought that since the majority of gosesim die, so therefore maybe we should consider them dead. And therefore, if you consider them, right, if you consider them dead, therefore they are kasher. Therefore, the first witnesses should not be hayab. Shivat ha'inut. Kamashmalan hashtami aloch shachiv. Bottom line, they didn't die yet. And since they didn't die yet, therefore they're not viable. Therefore, the first one's going to be hayab. Look at that sheet. Right. Hakai mashayneyav. Okay, look at it. Kiruvim minishutein. Nasu shte ahayot. Exactly. The second two witnesses married two sisters. So that's how they're related. ואינם כשירים בעדות. אחד, דנת הזו נמסה שלא היה לו עדות כשקף לראשונה, אלא הם לבדם. They were the only two witnesses that could testify. וכי תאמה למה לי למתניעה, ואולי אתם תאמה לזה כסף. אסתרי כגון ששתי האחות הללו גוססות. למיטה עבורו כאילו מתו. I would have thought maybe gosses considered as if they're dead. And if they're considered they're dead, they were the kasher. Right? And if I should say that the first group should be פטור, ותפטר כת ראשונה. The bottom line, yeah, lo shachi, they didn't die yet, but the mitzvah that goses are ruke high lechol devar. The goses is considered alive for all halachic purposes. But for pishut uman the mitzvah, even though majority of gosim die, for practical halachic purposes, they were alive, and therefore these witnesses were pasul, and the first witnesses were technically kasher to bring it to a monetary solution, and the fact that they were kofir, that's what they're going to be hayav shua da'edu. Again, I want to just review when the Mishnah said kafru shenehem levat achat shenehem hayav. So the case over there when it says kafru shenehem, they were kofir, both of them shenehem hayav. There's two ways of learning that case of kafru shenehem hayav. Either efshar let some say, which is we're going to say that it happened exactly at the same moment. And it's not to be precise. It's not to be precise means they did it exactly at the same nanosecond. Therefore, they were kofir simultaneously. Or according to the rabbis, it's toke de dibur, ke dibur deme. And those cases, whenever you're going to say that two are hayad, you have to say it's either efshal tzemtzem that it's possible to do things exactly at the same time, or it's tochen edibur. That's the only two ways you can learn those. Because whenever you learn the Mishnah, shneim chayavim, or the whole cat is going to be chayav, it's got to be said, and then whatever kofer, in either according to one of those two.